It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Wednesday, April 29th. I'm Patricia Naft. Marijuana tax has brought in millions of dollars to the state coffers, but it's hitting some growing pains in its first tax year. Because of some tricky language with Colorado tax law, the state might have to refund $58 million, dollars that were meant to go to school construction projects. Representative Millie Hamner from District 61 is co-sponsoring a bill that would put the issue to a vote on November's ballot. It sets things up for that event as well as where the refund would go if that's what voters choose.
Well, that's exactly what the bill identifies. It identifies the ballot language that would be on the ballot this November if the bill passes, and then it also specifies exactly where the funds would be spent if the voters approve it again. It also identifies how we would issue the tax refunds if the ballot measure is not successful. And right now, there are three ways that we would refund the $58 million. One is in direct refunds to the retail marijuana cultivation facilities. Another component would be to all taxpayers through a sales tax refund on their 2015 income tax returns, and then a temporary rate reduction for retail marijuana sales tax. So all three of those components are in the bill in the case of the ballot measure not passing.
If the voters do not choose a refund, the money would go to schools and infrastructure, $40 million of it to school construction. Montrose County is looking at yet another lawsuit regarding the airport. Jet Center Partners, who run the Black Canyon Jet Center, have sued the county to stop Jet Away, another fixed-base operator, from operating on land they say has restrictions. The suit deals with the restrictive covenant on land next to the airport, the same issue that previous lawsuits have dealt with. Jet Center Partners says that the county gave permission for Jetaway to operate there, even though the covenant explicitly forbids it. Citing how recent the lawsuit was announced, county officials have declined to comment. A bipartisan bill introduced in the state Senate this week looks to giving struggling Colorado communities a jumpstart. KVNF's Laura Pomisano has more.
Senate Bill 282 would create tax-friendly zones in up to 30 highly distressed counties across the state.
And so we're talking about areas that have the highest unemployment and lowest wages.
That's Democratic House Majority Leader Chrysanta Duran of Denver. She's co-sponsoring the measure.
The tax-friendly zone will enable a new business that can prove that they will create new jobs in Colorado that are not substantially similar to a business in the surrounding area to be able to receive an income tax credit for new employees and the business.
Duran says these businesses would be required to collaborate with a university or community college in the zone to receive these tax breaks.
And the reason for that is we want to continue to build partnerships between colleges and the business to be able to make sure that there's good paying jobs that will be available as a result of the partnership.
Duran says the goal of the bill is to help spur employment and economic development in struggling Colorado counties. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
Water is one of the biggest issues on the parched western slope. KVNF's Jake Ryan tells us about efforts to bring more water to the mountains, as well as what the future might hold.
The snowpack on the western slope is not looking too great this year, but it's not for lack of trying. Mark Ritterbush is with the Water Enhancement Authority. It's an organization of governments and water districts that are concerned about the snowpack on the Grand Mesa.
We are a coalition of 17 local organizations who contribute money, and we all stand to benefit from increased snow falling on the Grand Mesa. So with that money that people contribute, we run a cloud seeding program. And our cloud seeding program currently consists of 14 manual cloud seeders, which are usually located in somebody's backyard. These people typically live a little higher up on the side of the mesa. In addition to those 14 manual seeders, we also have three other remote-controlled seeders that are in more harder-to-access, higher-elevation type locations.
Their cloud seeding program has been running for the past 25 years. The seeders use silver iodide lifted by a propane flame.
The heat generated from that propane flame, so it's, you know, bigger than your barbecue grill, of course. The heat generated causes a convection current to lift the silver iodide particles up into the clouds during a snowstorm. with that, we're trying to wring more liquid water that's available in the cloud out during a snowstorm.
He says that they estimate that the seeding extracts an extra 8% more moisture. To put that in perspective, that's enough water to cover 25 square miles with a foot of water. He recently gave a presentation to the Colorado Basin Roundtable to solicit funds for another remote seeder. Ritterbusch says that this past winter was dry. They didn't have an opportunity to run the seeders they had very often. The past month of weather, though, has been different. To talk about the weather and what the future might hold for Western Slope water, I talked to Chris Cuoco, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Grand Junction.
Well, this last month, April, we've had quite a bit of rain, and it's helped made up the deficit of rain that we had through the course of the year, though not entirely. Unfortunately, the first 3 months of the year, we didn't get much rain in the Peonia area. This nice increase in April boosted us up to a total of 4.53 inches for the year to date. But the normal amount for the first 4 months of the year is actually over 5 inches, 5.19. So we're still over a half an inch below normal.
Well, I'm glad we got the recent rain. And as you said, it had been quite dry before. Why did it change? Why did we get this rain?
Well, what happened was we had a significant pattern shift. We had high pressure over western Colorado, eastern Utah, and it kept actually all the western states very dry. And the jet stream shifted a bit and started carrying in storms, and most of it in the form of rain. It didn't help much with the snowpack, but right now this is the time of year that any amount of precipitation is good, whether it's snow or rain.
So with that in mind, what does the rest of the spring look like as far as precipitation?
Right now, our Climate Prediction Center is predicting a combination of things, temperatures above normal, but precipitation also above normal.
That was meteorologist Chris Cuoco talking about the weather and the possible above-average rainfall in the coming months. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
The state Senate has passed a fetal homicide bill that aims to increase legal rights for the unborn. But as Benta Berkland reports, leaders in the Democratic-controlled House say it won't clear that chamber.
Republican Senate President Bill Cadman of Colorado Springs is the main sponsor of Senate Bill 268. It would define a person as an unborn human being from conception until birth for the purposes of homicide and assault cases.
If you attack a mom and you kill her baby, it's murder.
Meanwhile, Democratic Speaker of the House, Dickie Lee Hollinghorst, says redefining personhood is the wrong approach.
We have a very strong charge in this state that creates a felony for this kind of crime.
Senator Cadman says the case of Longmont resident Michelle Wilkins motivated him. Her fetus was cut from her womb and died. The measure has not yet reached the House. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Stay tuned for Jeff and the Wednesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.